Chapter 3. The Shadow Wanderer.
Julius groaned. His whole body was aching. He felt like he had exploded.
Negative. All my body parts are still there. What happened? Where's Liz? Is she safe?
He looked around, only to realize he couldn't see at all. He was blind. He panicked. Screaming for help, staggered around trying to find out where he was, his hands could feel rough gravel walls. He seemed to be in some kind of cave. Rain was pouring down his cold body. Desperately, he searched for his phone, without success. A loud growl cut the silence, giving him the creeps.
How do I get out?
Scared, he tried to find an exit.
Don't worry. He can't harm you here.
A deep voice told him.
He? Who are you?
Julius yelled.
My name is Ioneski, if that's what you want to know.
Julius felt a hand reaching out for him. Carefully, he grabbed it.
Can I trust this man?
And that thing you just heard, we call it a guardian.
A guardian? Of what?
Chivinsky helped him up.
The guardians protect the entrance. Sorry, I should rather say the exit of this world.
Where am I?
We call it Oscura. I know you can't see right now, but even if you could, there would be nothing much to look at. This whole place is plain boring, just shadows and stones. To put it short and simple, you could say it's something like the realm of the dead.
Julia's head spun.
Did you see a girl around here?
I've not seen anyone around here the last decades.
And how did I end up here?
The man took his arm, guiding him somewhere.
That I cannot answer. I don't know. You must have found a portal somewhere in your world.
The house.
Julius grimly thought.
I have to find Liz.
He blinked. Slow but steady, his eyesight recovered. He mustered his helper. His face was full of scars. His pearly white eyes deformed and out of place, his mouth just hanging slop of meat. Julius stared at him.
Nothing, sorry, you look great.
The man chuckled, his tall figure trembling with every step.
It's okay. I know I probably don't look all the best. It's a rough place around here. You're going to have to get used to it.
But I can't stay here. I have to get out. Help Lizzie.
Julius panicked.
There must be a way out of here somewhere, right?
Suddenly, the man packed his shoulders. He had an enormous amount of strength. Julius had no doubt that this guy could crush his bones in one move if he wanted to.
Get yourself together, boy. There's no way out. You're trapped here forever.
He yelled at Julius. Before Julius could answer, Chivinsky threw him around his back. Out of it spread black, feathery wings. They were flying.
Ah!
Julius screamed.
Be quiet and look. Look at this place.
The man shouted.
It's all shadows and dust and stones and death.
Julius, still struck from the strong reaction, looked down. From above, he could see huge cannons. Their stones black and wet from the dirty rain. Smoke filled the air, making the whole place appear even more desperate. It was a pure wasteland of nothingness. Julius swallowed and pulled himself together.
This is over soon, Julius. Maybe this is all just a dream. Soon I will wake up in my cozy bed, get a cup of coffee, go to school, look after Lizzie. Damn, I miss Lizzie. I know that she probably hates me. But the last 2 days, it felt like as if I had maybe a chance after all. I had always been so scared of asking her out. So I had tried to catch her attention somehow. Threw paper planes at her, tried to be funny. She seemed to be really annoyed by it. But I never put up the courage to talk to her normally. Maybe if I had just been more upfront about my feelings, things would be different today.
As abruptly as he had erupted into the sky, Chivinsky let him down on the ground again.
Who is that girl you were talking about?
His voice suddenly calm and friendly again. Julius had to smile at the moment. He thought of her.
Her name is Lizzie. Well, actually Liz. But I gave her that nickname, although she doesn't like it. but I still call her that because I don't actually know. She's really cool.
The man paused.
I sense the stress in you. Why?
I really have to find her. I just shouldn't be here. I don't even understand all of this. What if I never get out of here? Isn't this the equivalent of being dead? Just a worthless body, alone and unloved, with nobody to talk to.
Javinsky looked at him, pleasantly surprised.
You are it.
What? What am I?
Julius replied confused. The tall man pulled out a small object out of his pocket. Julius mustered it skeptically. It was an old rusty silver ring. Letters were engraved into it. Love, A plus B. Julius pointed at it.
No, you will understand soon enough. Just take it. It will guide you to your friend.
Javinsky seemed almost hysterical.
Take it and go. Leave this dreadful place.
I thought there is no way out.
Javinsky suddenly looked a bit sad.
For me, there isn't. I came here, but you? You seem to have fallen into here, which is a huge difference. There's only one way that could work, but it's going to be a hard one. You will have to accept what you feel and what you want. You will have to embrace it, welcome it.
Sure, show me the way.
Julius said, determined.
I have no clue what he's talking about, but if I can't find back to Lizzie this way, so be it.